Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. It's your most favorite Rocket League podcast in the whole universe. You know, it's us, your boys, Cursor and Messi. How's it going, Messi?
We are vibing. We are chilling. And right, we just watched the Zen Masterclass. So that's what we're doing right now.
That was pretty wild, I gotta say. Zen is shutting down every player who you're like, oh, dude, they're insane, and he's just beating them. Not just beating them. He's beating them handily. Like,
yeah,
dude, like dude is wild.
Like when he first came in and got those like first three wins in a row, people were like, all right, okay, three in a row show matches, not bad. Yeah, it's now 10.
It's 10.
He's taking on good players. Your Daniels, your Yans.
I think he took on Jorius too, if I'm not mistaken. He's done a lot of like goated ones players and just been like, nah, bro, I got this dub.
Or like, scrub killer when you need him the most.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm literally getting vibes. For those of you who've been watching the scene for a long time, I've been getting vibes. Like, Zen is hitting different right now, way back when the game was new and scrub killer was the it kid. Like, he was the prodigy and nobody was beating him. Aside from maybe Fairy Peak. But, like, dude, I don't know, dude. Zen on some other stuff right now, for real. It is crazy to me. But, you know, I'm very much looking forward to seeing him in this next split. I'm very curious to see how all of that's going to transition into threes. So, but... Yeah. Speaking of threes, though, we've had quite a lot going on in the RLCS lately. Would you care to start us off?
We have, but first, gotta thank the Patreons.
That's true, because it wouldn't be possible without y'all.
It would not. So, big thank you to all of y'all, which includes Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Caleb, Raz, Digital Toast, Paint, Aruk, your boy Hunty, and Young Slug.
Let's go.
Appreciate every single one of y'all. But going into the Rocket League news, we're going to start off with news that might seem small, but in terms of statistically, it's huge. It's really huge. So if we go over to Sub-Saharan Africa for their Winter Invitational, we had Nexa upset Limitless in the Grand Final. And they've become the only team for the second time now to win a series using a timeout when they're down 1-3. Which, you know, usually want to use it when you're like down 1-2, 0-2. But when you're like already on match point, like match point is like on you, like don't want to. And I think out of like, what is it? So many. I mean, Direct has a stat, but man, that's just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I don't recall anyone doing that, honestly. Not like that I can remember. I'd have to Liquipedia that stuff, to be honest. But yeah. I don't think it's been done. I don't think that could, like, to that effect. Yeah. You know what I mean? Twice now. Like, that's mind blowing.
Alrighty, I have found it. So there have been 58 series where teams have used the timeout when they're down 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those have been wins. And those two wins are from Nexa.
Are you serious?
So they're the only team to have done it twice.
Holy, they're the only team to have done it once.
Yeah.
Like, that's mind blowing, man. Out of 58 games, and you're saying in all of RLCS history.
RLCS since timeouts were introduced, they are the only team to win a series using a timeout down 1-3.
And that would have been, that's what, like free to play? So that's like 2019, 2020.
Like RLCSX, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been about 3 years. In 3 years and 58 series, only two, and they got both of them. That's crazy to me, man. That is crazy. Yeah. You know, so they got the strat. Watch out.
Yeah. Fisher coaching coming in different.
Sheesh.
Man. But I had to talk about that. It's really, really big. And
Seriously.
If we check the rankings for the boys over in sub-Saharan Africa, because it's still important leading to Worlds, because they will have two teams representing no matter what. Limitless is obviously in first, and with that, Nyxa overtook Orlando Pirates for the second seed. So
really?
Orlando Pirates, the new roster, they got to work something out.
Who'd they switch?
So, well, this is kind of old news, but we can talk about it. I believe their old roster was basically Limitless just did a fusion dance of Bravado and Orlando and just took everybody.
Okay, I gotcha.
Then the remnants kind of just split off.
I gotcha.
But that's crazy.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, APAC looking kind of hot too, getting ready for Worlds this year. There's a lot. There's a wee bit of Twitter drama with like Detonator and calling out
Elevate.
Yeah, and it's just some weird stuff going on over there. But
we're gonna talk about the match.
I was about to say, I think Elevate's still just kind of holding the crown, you know.
Elevate might have the crown, but Gaming Gladiators snatched it off their head at the last second.
Ooh, tell them about it.
This regional. So scenarios were like this. If Elevate win, they're in. And if they don't, it's really, really close, but they can be out there with results helping them, which would cause a tiebreaker. But Gladiators said, you know what? No. And they took Elevate to 7 in the grand final, and they won it.
Oh, man.
And with that, Gladiators took that last step, because when they both went into the grand finals, they were tied at points. Actually, yeah, they were tied at points. So whoever won that made it. And Gladiators stood their ground. They made it through. They worked so hard, though, to do it. I'm just happy to see Marky Duda at an event again.
Seriously.
Yes, sir. He might be the coach, but eh. If y'all know, y'all know.
I mean, to be honest with you, though, even though they're kind of pretty much like the three kind of dominant squads in the region right now, I was kind of holding out for some of these other teams just because their logos are awesome.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Sagitta? That looks sweet. It's like they got like this cool, like smoky, like bow over a shield with three arrows coming out of it. Very high quality, like emblem work. And then, I mean, you can't talk about emblems and not look at Broccoli. Which is somebody on paint drawing a piece of broccoli with some eyes and arms holding the fork.
We look at who pulled off the biggest subset of the event. Take a look at their logo is beautiful.
It's literally a bunch of monkeys hanging on letters. I love the creativity from the APAC region. It's nice. Instead of just seeing like generic Rocket League logo here, it's like, nah, man.
Like, people love to talk about NA depth this, EU depth that, but this is the true depth that we should really be talking about. Because
seriously,
the game wants to expand. We need to have other regions that can be just as competitive, want to work just as hard. And these three teams that are carrying the torch now for APAC and Detonator, Elevate, and Gladiators, like, they're showing it. They're showing it.
That's facts. And if I'm not mistaken, that's Diamond now has OSM on there.
They do. The Gladiators do have OSM on their roster.
And I believe Thanabic's still their manager too, if my memory serves correct. Which I'm bringing this up because this is one of those regions where you're kind of seeing more what you would consider freestyler players kind of sort of integrating into the pro scene than you are in other regions, at least in my opinion. People are staying relevant over there. There's really, you could probably count them on one hand for both NA and EU. Just because they're mechanical doesn't mean they're freestylers. There's a difference. Like, there are people who have built like a presence online and like a title for themselves that they are freestylers. But there's so very few of them that are still kicking around and are actually relevant at that high level. For competitive play anyways. It's really nice to see that it's still kind of like alive and and that they're showing people how it's done. I like it. Man, I really do.
The gladiators, man. They got the ice. They really do.
Looks like it. But it was close, though. I mean, 4-3 against Elevate, that's nothing to shake a stick at.
And you know honestly, what I got to commend them the most for is they went down 1-3, didn't use a timeout, and brought it back.
That is impressive.
Oh, that's really impressive. Like, because they had you on the ropes for... Because I'm not going to lie, I tuned in for game 4. When they went 3-1, I'm like, all right, I don't got to watch the rest of it. I'm like, Elevate's got it in the bag. And then when I come back to check the results, I'm like, huh?
Well, they basically, I mean, it's almost as if, in a sense, they kind of did the reverse sweep. Almost. Yeah. Right? Because it's like Gaiman take one. Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, Gaiman take one, Elevate take 3. But then Gaiman take 2, use a timeout, super smart. Keep them from heating up after a couple of games because they were only 1-point games, the first one of which was like 30 seconds into OT. And then they take that timeout and they handily win the last game 2-0. Like, that's big brain from Gaiman. Like, you'd love to see it. They got the strats, man. They got the strats. They kind of just walked through the racket, too, it looks like.
Yeah.
Because they plopped it in quarters and they took 4 in every single one. They took 4-1 over Decimate. They went 4-0 against and then 4-3 to Elevate. Like, that's, I don't know, man. I don't know. We might be seeing a different APAC team. I'm just saying. New superstar team, perhaps.
Hopefully. But that is how APAC is shaping up. And if we look at the overall rankings right now for APAC, people in the lead are Elevate and Gaming Gladiators. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Other teams like Detonator are going to have to do a little more to catch up, but we have faith.
Yeah. Just a wee bit.
Unless Gaming Gladiators just, I don't know, where this regional win the whole thing. Well, the major, rather. Win the whole thing, bringing up the World's Region spot points up for APEC. Giving them a spot. But
imagine if they both show up.
That'd be crazy.
I'm crossing my fingers for it, man. I am.
We can pray.
We can.
Prayers,
but thoughts, good vibes.
Sam.
Wow. The region be doing the most, not talked about as much.
Ninjas in Pajamas woke up a little too late. Should have gone back to bed. There was no point. Why'd y'all come back now? Like,
or like, you know, get out them pajamas, bro. Time to put on the uniforms. Time to work.
So, Ninjas in Pajamas won the regional, but the part that irritates me the most about this, had they done one position better in one of the past regionals, they would have gotten to that tiebreaker and had a chance. But
wait, seriously?
Yes. Had they done one place better in the past two regionals, at the very least in one of them, they would have gotten to the tiebreaker as well.
Bruh.
Would have been a 3-way tie, but it is unlucky. It is the way it is. But the team that automatically qualified, that did the best consistently throughout this split, was Team Secret. They took 2nd in this regional, and they looked solid. But you can tell they were just kind of chilling. They had secured their number one seed. And then Crew and Exceed, they've been fighting back and forth this whole split. Back and forth. And the team that finally landed the final punch was Crew. Crew Esports make their first ever LAN.
Nice.
The team.
And that's for pretty much entirely new roster, too.
Yeah. Both rosters have never been to a regional. Actually, to a major. So either one. Just so sweet. You get to see a new team. I'm happy.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. So congrats to Jufinho, Drops, Brad, Piquitas, and Michi for making it. And of course, you can't forget sub halls.
There you go. But they made it. They made the cut.
They still got the title, but
but
congrats to Crew, made it to the major, and Exceed tried very hard. They were very close, but they'll have to try again next split. But since they played really good, they've secured themselves a healthy amount of points, so they're still in contention to making Worlds. So. At the end of the day, that's the biggest competition that everybody wants to make it to.
Yeah, exactly. So,
But mages definitely help a lot.
That's a lot. Sure. Yeah.
A lot.
Big points there. I don't know. Tell me not. It almost looks like maybe I'm just late to it. I've been so busy like this last like split or two, but with like school and work. But from what I'm peeking in, it almost looks like they changed the point system. It almost looks like things are worth less and overall point totals are like smaller than they were last year.
So the way it's basically working now is winning means more. Because winning gives you more points in comparison to like getting last. But
as it should.
These point totals also lead to many more tiebreakers, as we've seen. True. Many more.
True.
And, man, I'm here for it, honestly. Seeing all these tiebreakers is fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
That's where the real Rocket League is.
Thankfully, to Ninjas in Pajamas waking up, they still hold a second overall seed in Sam, the overall points. So they're going to hope that Crew doesn't do too good. At the major, but actually no, they want Crew to do good. Scratch that. For Worlds region spots, they do. They really, really want to. But we'll see how they do.
Fair enough.
We'll see. Then it's a tiebreaker. We already talked about that. But moving on to the chunk of it. We'll go into this one in detail. The European Invitational was this past weekend. And
indeed.
Let me tell you, it was good.
There were some upsets.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go group by group. We had Group A, Carbon Core, German Amigo, Sun, Solary. Solary, man. I don't get it. You get a win against the best team in your group every time just to lose the next two matches and go out on a tiebreaker. Like, sure.
Yeah.
Fine. Do that. All right.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, yeah, okay. They're in the mindset where, okay, round one is the world's grand fun. We got to win. And then rounds two and three, they're like, huh? Oh, so we got to take a nap time, world. Time to get a rest.
So, it just for a roster that stacked, like them beating Casey is a statement. But I'm agreeing with
first sweep, mind you.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you here. Like, but nothing against either of these teams. But like, there's losing to German Amigos though, bruh. Like, I know the German Amigos,
understandable. Losing to Suh,
kind of sus. Yo. Kind of sus, bro. Just a little bit, you know? Like, that blows my mind. It really does. I don't know. Call me crazy. I mean, Toxic and Tho, they've been around for a hot minute, Mike Boy, but like, I don't know, bro. This is like, Solary is a roster of very, very, very established players who have been here for a hot minute. But like, what is going on right now? What is this consistent inconsistency amongst these players who used to be like unequivocally the best in their region, if not almost the world?
And with Carmine Core getting the wins over Suh and German Amigos, even without taking the group, they secured themselves the number one seed for Europe going into the major.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats to them, although reluctantly, we won't say why, but. Congrats to them. I don't know. I'm not a fan of how they play. It's just knowing they're going to win. It's like the other teams like have a shot, but I just see them in the match and I'm like, they're just going to win.
True.
It's honestly a good vibe for a team to give off.
Really good vibe. True. Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
No, I was looking through the bracket, and I didn't realize that I'm a bad esports guy. I had tons of homework cram and studying and stuff to do this past weekend, but G1 made it through, like, all the way up into semis and almost took Team Liquid in BO7. They were close. They almost made it to Grand Final. That would have been a hell of a series against Carmine.
Talking about G1, they won their group.
They won their group.
Handily, too.
Not against BDS, Moist, and Tundra of all people. Like that
3-1, 3-1, 3-1.
That was a fighting group, man.
Got the job done. BDS had a chance going into this regional, and
not so much.
And unfortunately, since they got second, they had to go against the number one team, the Carmine Corps, after going through round one against Monaco. So,
and well, things happened. They go 4-1 pretty convincingly. So
and then Moist. They're looking more like a dry rag right now, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Ooh, oh my.
You got a dude named Juicy.
Where the juice?
That's just dry, man.
Where's the juice, bro?
Juice sat outside too long, dried out.
Oh man.
But
popped the straw inside the Capri Sun, there was no juice.
No. My biggest nightmare. Yeah. Biggest nightmare as a 6-year-old.
But I figured I'd bring it up because it's really good to see them on the come up. We knew this was a team that eventually, given time, was going to perform, right? I mean, with a roster with like Mark by Eight, Atomic, and Dorito, it's a matter of time. They're all very, very good players. It's just gives them some time to work on some strats, get some cohesion together. Like this I think this team's going to go far by the end of the year, to be honest with you.
And
a side note too. Mm-hmm. For those of you that follow the women's carball scene, if I'm not mistaken, G1 just picked it up after all the controversy G1 they were dealing with KCP, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Apparently there's been a lot of promises and of money and things that never really came to fruition. And because of it, they kind of were selling off the asset because they couldn't keep their promises, and that's kind of unfortunate. That's a bad look, especially when you're trying to empower like the women's scene in Rocket League. Like that's kind of shady. But I'm glad there's like a new reliable home for them. I don't know too much about G1 as an org themselves, but I mean with their showing here at the last event and this recent acquisition of the women's league, I think it's looking pretty promising for G1 to really make a name for themselves this year, especially if their team keeps performing in that way. It's going to do nothing but good things for them. So my thoughts go out to them. I hope they keep succeeding. They're looking good.
Yeah. You can call it good karma in their favor by picking up them and then immediately making the major. So
seriously.
Yep. Group C. We had a pretty nice upset happening here. Team Liquid taking the group. That's not surprising.
That's not surprising.
Fact Stop, however, coming in second is surprising. Because they made it to this regional.
Who is that?
Barca, Forichi, and forgetting their third.
What's that, Karsa?
We'll just call it Karsa. Yeah. And they hadn't played a single regional to split because they hadn't qualified the close qualifiers, but because of their overall season points coming from the first split, they auto-qualified to this regional as the 16th seed. So,
wow, okay.
They're here. And they look good. They took Willems Dissolve and Vitality to game fives, and they took them.
Okay.
Letting them the second spot in the group, and they just kind of got stepped on and squished on by Team Liquid, but that's to be expected.
I mean, that's a roster and a half right there, though.
Yeah.
Like, it really, like, I don't know. It's a roster that really needs no introduction, to be honest. They've been playing the game far too long, and it's good to see that Oski wasn't left out entirely to dry.
And I believe... correct me if I'm wrong, but with this result, Vitality were basically guaranteed to make the major just by getting out of the group alone. So
I think so.
Good on them to do that.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Because then, I mean, it's unfortunate that someone is going to get removed, but that means we get to see Zen play.
Yay.
That is going to be.
Zen replaces Saizen. Wow, replacing one Zen with another.
Yeah, possibly. Honestly.
And then Group D, we got the broken wrist buff.
Bro.
Guys playing with the broken wrist, they take the group.
Bro.
The Oxygen make quick work of Sonics and Quadrant. Monaco gives them a fair fight, though, for sure.
Who is Monaco this split? VK, Salen, Ocillion, and Stizzy. Okay.
The former Aogiri roster.
That's what it was. I was like, I knew I recognized this squad. Like,
and Quadrant beating the other two teams, but not Oxygen.
No, not happening.
Man, we need to talk about this. So, I should know. What team is that? Hold on, I got to scroll. Sorry. Okay, so Monaco. They lose to Oxygen 5. They lose to Quadrant. Then they beat Sonics, so they made it through. But Sonics, bruh. So if you take a little peek at the match against Quadrant, right? If you take a little peek on the match against Quadrant, those first two games where they lost, Arju forgot his keys to his house and was locked outside of his house for 2 hours.
Bruh.
So he missed the first two games against Quadrant.
Bruh.
And was almost able to bring it back, but that point, yeah.
Bruh.
It just sounds like a lame excuse where it's like, oh, my dog ate my homework, you know?
Bruh.
Giving similar vibes, but.
Like, dude, this is your job. And all you need to do is be home for it. And you be forgetting your keys. Sounds like poor planning to me. It do. I mean, you don't got a spare hiding under a rock somewhere? Come on, man. I don't know. I feel like all these new bloods be coming up with way too many excuses as to why they couldn't make it instead of just making it.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Playoffs. Bro. BDS making quick work of Monaco. Except game three. Game three was close, but it's still quick work at that point.
Well, I mean, game one was pretty close too. It was 5-4. Mm-hmm. It just looks like maybe offense stronger BDS.
Yeah.
That's really what it looks like.
Fufax stop taking it against providing the reverse sweep. Taking it in the fifth game. And then Vitality had a really close game against German Amigos.
Twice.
Really close.
The whole ass series, it looks like. I mean, it was 2-1 in the first, 2-1 in the second. OT. But they won that OT in 3 minutes. And then the last game was a 2-minute OT, 3-2. Like, that was close. That was close. That was Vitality's series to lose, for sure.
Then Quadrant reverse sweeping Moist.
Oof.
And big, with that win, big they oof. Put themselves in a position to get a tiebreaker. And then the quarterfinals. Let's start with the worst matchup.
Just the sigh. Just,
man. Let's start with the worst matchup in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Oxygen versus Fufax Stop. Fufax Stop didn't stand a chance. The results look close, but Oxygen just held control the whole time. Like,
yeah.
I saw that the whole matchup. Fufax Stop just looked... how do I explain it in like the nicest way? Yeah, they look bad. Atrocious. I'm sorry, that timeout, you're not him. You're not going to get a reverse sweep after that timeout. It's not happening.
It's not happening, bro.
And Carmine Corp versus BDS. I think everybody knew who was going to win, but they didn't want them to win. But they won anyway. Carmine Corp just too strong.
Too strong right now. Man. The results are there, man.
And at this point in the competition, if BDS won the regional with Quadrant getting knocked out in quarters, they would have made it through. But
yeah.
It is what it is. It doesn't happen. And with this result, like I had mentioned previously, they're virtually eliminated from Worlds. Not quite yet, but basically. So sad, man. So sad. They just won Worlds and downfalls.
Call me crazy, though. I feel like it's like the Giga nerf that every Worlds team gets. You rarely see a Worlds team come back the next season and put in serious contention for the title again. There's only been a couple teams to do it in RLCS history. One of them being Gale Force, another one being the old Dignitas roster, the legendary Dignitas roster back in the day, which was Violent Panda, Turbo Pulsa, and K-Dot. Like, that team was unreal. That team was absolutely unreal. But you never really see people come back for the two-peat, three-peat anymore with the longer season and it happening once a year. It just doesn't happen like that anymore. You're like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, finally in season 8, once NRG took their rightfully earned Worlds title that they had been grinding for years, it's like, I don't think they weren't even close in 9. If anything, G2, if I'm not mistaken, this is the last series before COVID really set in, and then it essentially canceled Worlds and forced everybody to play a best in region. And then we just didn't have a Worlds. And G2 had like a perfect season. Like, they didn't drop a game, I don't, or a series, I don't believe. I'd have to check my numbers. I was really hoping my team would pull through, but rant aside, it's, yeah, COVID nerf, bro. It's like, nobody's coming back for that back-to-back, bro, anymore. It's weird. I don't know if it's like, it makes me wonder, right? Like, let's think about this for a second. Like, does like a flip, like a switch get flipped in their head? They're like, oh, I've done it now, I'm good. Like, there's so much hunger to get that first one. But like, when you're talking about sports as your career, esports at that too, it's like staying winning is keeping your career alive. So I wouldn't say they're not as hungry, but it definitely looks that way based on the results.
It just, it's not,
you know?
Yeah. It reminds me so heavily of the World Cup curse that finally got broken this past World Cup.
Yeah.
Where the winner of the previous World Cup, I think the curse started, I believe, in 2002, 2006, where the winner in the next World Cup would get knocked out in group stages.
We're talking soccer, by the way, for those of you who haven't caught on yet.
And it kept happening until this World Cup, where France won in 2018. And not only did they make it out of groups this time, they made it to the finals. And they forced Argentina to extra time and penalties. And then Argentina won it. So they were close to getting, the second ever two-peat ever.
Yeah,
but Messi too good. Didn't happen.
Messi just too good, bro. That's what it is. Just too good, bro. You're just too good, bro.
Yeah. I was in the World Cup. Yeah, that was me. I'm goated like that.
Goated, bro.
But yeah, I don't know, man. So similar, man. It's just, you gotta have that mentality to be always even hungrier.
Yeah, like, I don't. Because, again, like, anyone hearing this, too, it's like, I'm not disparaging anyone. I'm not saying, you don't got it. It's just, like the results speak volumes. You know what I mean? And it's not to say that, you're not trying to adapt to new up-and-coming young talent. I mean, look at people like Zen. Look at people like Daniel. There's a bunch of new, hot, fresh talent, which we've been talking about the last couple of years now on the podcast, where, you know, the old guard, you better be starting dropping them 40, 60, 80 every two again, because these young bloods are coming in hot and they've done nothing but grind and they're ready to take your jobs, man. So, like, you got to keep at it. And, like, I've heard people in interviews talk about the stress of it and it's hard and trying to keep the mental, but I'm like, at the end of the day, you can sit there and say it's hard all you want, but that's your job, right? Like, that. At the end of the day, like, that's your job, and you're either going to rise to the occasion and overcome it and maintain like a high level of performance, or you're going to start falling off because you just can't keep up with it anymore. And there's no shame in like throwing in the towel. There's absolutely no shame. You know what I mean? You got to get while the getting's good. And if you did and it's just not for you anymore, like, I totally get that too, which is why I encourage anybody who tries to take esports seriously, like, have a backup. Have a safety net to fall into so that, like, you just don't fall out jobless. Then you got to go, whatever, sling burgers for, like, $12 an hour after being, like, a world champion. You know what I mean? Like, just get create yourself some sort of foundation. Like, I have so much appreciation for a lot of these, like, high-ranking players, part of these top-tier teams who go out there and do content and stream and make YouTube videos and whatnot. It's one good way to, like, secure your future. Like, really need to take that kind of stuff serious. I'm just saying. But what do I know? I'm just a humble little podcast host who is not a pro at anything. Hopefully soon I'll be a professional electrician once this program ends, though. Let's go. I'm in my third of my 4 years for my my program, and it's looking good, man. It's looking real good. So, but I don't know, man. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I don't see it in NA. I don't see it in EU. And really, we can't say it about any other region because no other region's won a world the world championship yet. But that might change this year. That might change this year.
Could we'll change. See. Could change. Sub-Saharan Africa, let's go. Anyway.
APAC, let's go. Elevate, right, come on now. Catch this dub.
Quarterfinals, G1 get the job done and secure themselves a tiebreaker.
Yep.
By winning their match against Vitality 4-1. Mm-hmm. Start off with a loss, then they went 4 in a row. When they're on, they're on.
Yeah.
They are on.
They are on, bro. Ain't no stopping them. But it makes you wonder, too, like, especially considering Vitality's recent performance and winning the cup in the last split? Because there's like the Open, the Cup, the Invitational, and then the Regional.
I believe they've won. I think they made Grand Finals and lost.
Was that what it was? Oh, I think you're right. And I think they lost to KC.
They lost to KC Grand
Finals. That's what it was. Of the one but, like, American. But like that, that's the hottest we'd seen them in like a year. Like, and I was like, oh, maybe the spark's coming back. You know, maybe people are, you know, instead of just sitting there worrying about who's going to get cut, like really trying to make some of themselves in the season before whatever happens. But I don't know, man. I feel bad because all those players right now are under probably more stress than I would argue most players in the sport in general. Like, that's unreal. They know it's coming. It's not like an in talks or, you know, you're
like he was signed at the beginning of the season. Like,
yeah, like they knew going into the season, okay, one of you is getting cut. Like that, like telling you that at the beginning of a fresh season, clean slate, and you have all the opportunities in the world, that's just gotta destroy you mentally. Like that sucks, and then, man.
It's mainly if you're a Docent and Sizen, because they're building the team around Alpha. So like those two players are realizing, he's good. Or not. Yeah.
Bro,
well, no, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that.
Bro, you are on your villain arc lately in the podcast. I'm here for it. I love it. It's hilarious, bro. Listen. No one's safe. But, your dogs, your grandma, nobody.
But honestly, if we were to bench somebody right now from Vitality, it'd have to be Sizen.
That's my guess. Radosin's just performing.
Yeah, Radosin's stepping up to the plate.
He is.
But so, Zen, though, my God.
He's, if y'all have, we've probably been talking about it on the podcast now for a solid, like, few months. And you've probably heard it enough in the Twitterverse or on Twitch. Like, you really need to go see some Zen gameplay. It is something else,
it's
man.
It's sensational.
Oh my God. I'll let you have that one. in honor of our OG host, Lazero, I'll let you have that one. You get that one bad dad joke. But it's like I said, I'm reiterating, I haven't seen this kind of breakout dominant, just individual play since Scrub Killa, since First Killa, since hell, I could even go as far as to say like Appjack or Joryu's or, you know, like just a very, very, very small group of players who kind of just held that crown for a hot, hot minute and nobody was beating them at all. It's just, he's the wonder kid, man. He could potentially change how Rocket League's played. Everyone's already getting hype over the air roll on Trigger for like gradient touches and whatnot. Like, it's, dude, I don't know if I'll ever switch, to be honest with you. Because, like, have you thought about this at all? Like, how much that could mess with your controls? How long that would take to relearn? Because, like, how are you going to break then? What are you going to set break to?
I mean, but you don't break in the air.
Yeah, but how are you going to break on the ground? Does your ground game suffer? What?
Because technically, if you're on the ground, you're not air rolling.
Oh, no, I see what you're saying. I do. Okay.
You can multi-bind it, but it kind of mess you up, though, for, like, half flips. But at the same time, it'd be so convenient having that button. The same thing.
Would it, though?
Well, that's a topic for a different time. We're gonna leave.
Maybe. I think we'll save that for next time. Yeah, that's a good one. We'll have to delve into that another time.
Team Liquid, which is Quadrant, was the most back and forth quarterfinal by far.
True.
Quadrant takes game one. Team Liquid takes games two and three. Quadrant took a timeout. They win their match. Team Liquid took the timeout. They win their match. Then Quadrant wins game six. And then Team Liquid absolutely crush Quadrant's hopes and dreams in game seven by winning 5-0. So. And with that, Quadrant are now forced into the tiebreaker. They're now forced into it. But they still have to wait for results, though, because if G1 wins that semi, then they're out. But they're kind of hoping for that G1 loss. So they're praying. They went from hating Team Liquid to praying for Team Liquid. So,
seriously.
But Liquid, man, they are Regional 3 farmers. They only wake up when it's Regional 3. They're like, oh, we need points? Yeah, we need points. Let's just win Regional 3.
Real quick, you know, for the homies. Yeah,
real quick. Why not? But we go to the upper semis. Karmi, Corp, and Oxygen. We know who won. Come on.
We do. It's unfortunate, but true. Because honestly, I had Oxygen in that power position for this year, really. But since the acquisition of Vatira, that team has just been just ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, Vatira is super arrogant and cocky, but he backs it up. So you can't really say much about it.
I still stand by what we said about that shift power ranking being whack. I don't think he's the best in the world, but he's definitely in contention. He's definitely in those talks because the consistent performance is kind of proving that.
Yeah.
So he's pretty good. He's pretty good, man. I still think there's a couple players that are better, though. I'm just saying.
And then the lower semis where all the juicy stuff is happening without Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
We have G1, Team Liquid. And Team Liquid take it in seven. Again. They 4-2. They lose game 2-1-0. They win game 3. G1 takes a timeout. Wins one. Team Liquid take their timeout, but that didn't work. So they lost that game.
Didn't work.
So then they were down 3-2. And then Team Liquid was like, we'll just win the last two. And they did that. So,
you know, for the homies, real quick.
Well, for the one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then before we get to the major tiebreaker, which is the juicy part, we're going to talk about the final. Team Liquid goes to another game 7. And they win the regional against Team Liquid for the second time this year. So, put it this way. Carbon Core is just weak to Team Liquid in regional 3s.
Kind of like how NRG be weak to V1.
Yeah. Like, the games will be close, but you'll still lose.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Team Liquid lose game 1. They win game 2. They lose game 3. They don't take a timeout. They win games 4 and 5. Then Karmi Corp takes a timeout, and they win. Then Team Liquid wins 3-3, take the timeout, and they win in Champions Field. So, good job, Team Liquid. And I think with that, I believe they jumped straight to the second seed. Firecom.
I think so. Here, let me pull it up.
They did. I think they
do, yeah.
Up straight up to the second seed. And then, that's what we've been waiting for. Let's talk about tiebreaker. Let's talk about it. So there are three teams now tied in EU in fifth place. Quadrant, G1, and German Amigos, but due to Quadrant's, I believe the tiebreaker for this one, for them having the upper hand, being in the grand final first and not in the semi, I think it's based off on past three events first. I'll get corrected if I'm wrong, but they waited the grand final for G1 and German Amigos, and G1, who at this point, I believe they made it to semis. So they had played solid amount of games at that point. They played 1, 2, 3. They played 3 games. Now they're straight to here. No breaks. And take German Amigos in 6. Take them. And I think G1's biggest strength that isn't really noted a lot, but it's like really noticeable with them. When the enemy team takes time out, they win the game following that, which is hard to do. That's really hard to do, but they manage to pull it off time and time again.
Huh.
And just being able to do that, like, that's strong.
It almost intimidates your opponents to not take the time out.
Yeah. Make your teammates think, wait, time out, huh? Mm. If you look at that series against against Quadrant to decide who makes it to the major, like, they won game one, but they lost games 2 and 3. They took a timeout and they won. Quadrant took a timeout and they also won. And then they won again. So
that's ridiculous. That is honestly ridiculous.
Yeah, G1, they are them. And the star player for the day was Dorito. Like, for relating Wave on Quadrant and Dorito on G1, who are normally not the star players, they were showing up. Like, they were battling it out so hard. Like, especially in that Neo Tokyo match.
Mm.
I believe Dorito had a hat trick. I believe Relating Wave also had one. They were just going back and forth, back and forth.
That's kind of nuts.
G1 get their good karma, and they make it. And Mark Bay made it, but BDS didn't.
So who was really the problem?
Yeah, Monkey Moon, I know you've been grinding that 2s and you got the world record in 2s, but how about grinding them 3s now?
Ooh.
No. Might just have to. Just saying.
Ooh, sus. Ooh.
Yeah. All I'm saying, man.
Looking a little sussy, bro. Leaderboards don't mean anything if they aren't RLCS leaderboards.
Nah.
Well, no.
I mean, good. You got your 2600, but
you're the first ever to do it. But RLCS, though,
man.
Now, if they had a Pro 2 circuit, I don't know. Might be a little different.
Bring back DreamHack 2's events, please.
Please, bro. If anything, we really like not to bombard everyone with content again, like they did. Like last year and the year prior, but like we could probably find a way as community, Psyonix Epic, like we could probably find a way to host a season for each game mode. I think we could. I think it's well within their grasp now. And really, like, the world championship is still the world championship, right? Like 3v3 is still 3v3. But it doesn't mean that you can't also provide alternate opportunities for, you know, go to 2s players, 1s players, maybe give a little bit more exposure to some of these other players who are potentially trying to find their way into a good 3s team. There's too much talk about it, and I'm not going to rant on it. We've been into it time in, time again. There's an opportunity there. I wholeheartedly believe it. Be a lot of money, a lot of work, need a lot of people, take a lot of time. But I think we could at least get the foundation in place. Because, I mean, hell, do you remember watching you were there with me, watching the 1v1 matches at the end of, what was it, day 2 when we were at the World Championship? That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Those were awesome. Those were so good. And everyone was just vibing. They were all sitting right across from each other, like some really, really top-tier 1s matches live instead of having to watch it on Twitch, and, you know, unless you were not there, in which case you watched it on Twitch. But but it's really cool seeing it, like, in person. It's something else. It's really different, you know?
Yeah.
So, but.
And with all those results now in place, it leaves us with the events that are left for this weekend to unfold. Which are OCE, MENA, and North America.
Yep.
And kind of wanted to dive into North America, get some predictions going.
I'm with it. That sounds a good place to wrap it up. Nothing against O'Shannon Mina, but we're gonna see him this weekend. So
actually 30-second predictions for OC and Mina. Let's do it real quick. Can't let them
add to the chart. All right.
Who's qualifying for OC? Who's their 1 and 2? And who's winning the regional?
Hold on. Okay. So for me, who is winning? Honestly, Ground Zero. I don't see any other team sticking it to them. They've come back with like the Fury of a Thousand Suns. I don't see anyone beating this team right now.
You think Pioneers is going to be the second seed going in with them?
You know,
or do you think the Hem Police have any shot?
That's a tough one. Because, like, I kind of thought maybe Power would come back and show their heads. I really do. Because that's what I believe, honestly, in my heart of hearts. Because, like, that's a team we shouldn't discount. Because up until recently, that team was looking strong, man. Yeah. And could nobody take anything from them. So
put it bluntly, right? The way that Power makes the major is if Pioneers get knocked out in groups and Power wins the whole thing. That is a scenario.
That is a scenario.
Unlikely, but possible.
To be fair, I mean, nothing against Scrub Banana Head, man. But I don't know. I don't know, man. It's a toss-up for me. And to be honest with you, I haven't really been following the Hymn Police. Who's on the Hymn Police? Mock, Mitzi, and Shores? There's some tough rosters, bro.
All right.
I'm going to stand by.
I also have Ground Zero winning it.
Yeah, I'm going to stand by it, though. I think either it's one of those two scenarios. Either like Ground Zero win it, Power comes second, or Power wins it and Ground Zero comes second. That's my thought.
Yeah. Now, Mina, Falcons. All right, next.
My man's like, rule who? He doesn't even rule one. Him.
Come on now, can't even win one regional. Like, I don't want to hear it.
So then let me throw this out there. If they can't win a regional, is the rule non-existent then? Because I've always been a firm believer since it was community made, it never existed in the first place. No pro player adheres to that rule.
But they can't win regionals.
It's bogus. Rule one is keep the ball up, folks.
Guys, this is propaganda. This is ancient propaganda. Welcome to the future, all right? Rule one, lock your cars together. Don't break it.
Don't nobody get online to play the game to sit there and lock your cars, bro.
I'm not going to lie to you. You know what's funny? So I hopped on for scrims, I believe, yesterday.
Yeah.
First game of scrims. I end up in a rule one for 4 minutes of the match.
Bro, like, no. Like, nobody waits to come play Rocket League and do that's like
and he, no here's the funniest part, right? We broke it and then we just sat side by side in the net without moving.
Bruh.
It was being Cruncher, by the way. Hi Cruncher. So
bro, that's like coming home to hop on your PC to play Power Washing Simulator. Like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you really kidding me right now?
Alrighty, but yeah, Falcons are gonna win.
It's more than likely Falcons, honestly.
Falcons.
I got nothing against Ruas. He's absolutely god tier, but really, just no other team is stepping to him right now.
Yeah, and Vision doesn't seem to have the vision to make a grand final. So
it's just not happening, bro. It's really not happening. But Falcons just dominant over there, like NA. Media used to be before they left.
It is NA time, fellas.
All right.
A little birdie on Twitter just fed me some information, and there is a chance for a 5-team fifth place tiebreaker.
Imagine.
Which is ridiculous. It could happen.
That is ridiculous.
It is
actually ridiculous.
It is crazy.
The last time you and I predicted these fairly similar groups, fairly similar groups. We got like two of them right. Everything else just went sideways and went to hell in a handbasket real quick. So yeah. I'm going to stand by mine. No second scenarios, if, ands, or buts. Group A, right? Group A. We got Genji, Dignitas, Koi, Shopify. Genji's taking it. I'm sorry. They're going to bounce back from the thing against FaZe. They're coming. They're coming back for it. I see them making it up into the semis at least, right? I don't see Dignitas making it. I don't see Koi making it. Then Shopify, who? Group B. Mm-hmm. I mean, if not, I know you have this thing with the Knights. I see them coming last. I said it last time. I'm a stand by the green wall, baby. Been a fan of them for years. I'm telling you, Optic's gonna find their footing. They're coming back, but I don't think they beat FaZe Clan or M80 to split, so they take third. So FaZe Clan coming out Group B, hot. Right, Group C. It's stacked, but it annoys me because really, like, if G2 get their mental together, there's no such thing as a stacked group. It's G2's group, and good luck everybody else. That's how they were last season. That's how they came in starting this season at the beginning, and now I don't know. I really don't know what's going on. They're like fifth now, like so. I don't know. G2, find the mental, boy. Come out on top, right? Yeah. And then Group D, I know Complexity be performing, but I'm going to look out for my mans here and say Energy's going to come out. They're going to take the one. They're coming out. That's my top four. That's my prediction. They're coming. I believe it. I'm preaching the gospel. Right, Energy's coming back, bro. It's coming.
The Kumbaya. All right. Anyway, we go to Group A, my predictions. I'll just ramble off the order real fast for each group, and I'm not going to elaborate any further.
Do it.
Group A, from top to bottom, Genji. Actually, the order that it's in already on Wikipedia. That's the perfect order. I appreciate that. Made my job easy. Genji, Dig, Koi, and Shopify. There you go.
Done.
Group B, we're going to do some moving around of the pieces, but only two pieces.
Really?
Face can stay up top. But Knights and M80, flip those two, and that's my group.
You said that so last Knights time, second, man. Knights M80 took third. I'm just saying that up M80 came out second. I'm just saying.
All right, Group C. It looks good as it is.
It do. Except I think...
We'll leave it like that. Yeah. G2, Space Station, Furia, Ghost, 1-2-4, and Group D. I have so much faith in the boys. But I want to be realistic, so I kind of like the group as it looks, too.
Oh my god, so lazy. You're so lazy.
Actually, no, I won't be lazy. All right. Axel or less, we'll leave him there. That's a good spot for them. But version one, take third. Energy, take first. Complexity, or second.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that. I knew it. Once I called you out on it, I'm like, I already know where this is going, bro. There's only one way I see this whole group going down. I mean, there could be the upset. You never know, but it's just so then, unlikely. Like, no.
All right, who's winning the whole thing? No, that's the real one. I think everybody who's watched the show enough knows my answer, and I'll leave it right there. NRG's winning. All right, you go.
You know what? I'm going to jump off the hype train. I'm going to go back to my roots. G2's taking it, baby. G2's taking it, baby. They're going to come back with a vengeance. And everyone's going to remember why they idolized their threes playstyle. It's happening. That's it. W prediction.
Yeah. Nice.
So, but with that, I think we'll kind of wrap up the show because we pretty much touched on just about everything. There's going to be plenty more to come after this weekend, so look forward to it. Actually, who is the next one? Now that I'm thinking about it, who is the next one? I think that's going to be, it'll be Wabs and LaZero.
Yeah.
And then it'll be Yumi and Elias, the week after. Yes. So we'll have some juicy deets. I'm just saying. I'm telling people when to expect the good esports corner.
Okay, I see.
So March 14th, folks, make sure you're paying attention to your Spotify, your iTunes, Apple Music, whatever the heck you listen to us on. We're going to bring you all the spicy deets to include the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Elias. And we're going to see just how awesome and how correct our predictions were. Yeah. But I just, you know, just a formal, nope, sorry. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
Cool. G2's going to win it. And, just a formal thank you again to all of our Patreons. You guys are awesome. Guys, gals, non-binary pals, all of you, all the new members joining the community, and everyone who can and tries to participate in game nights and be active in the Discord. We really, really appreciate you. You guys put huge smiles on our faces and make it all worth it. So thank you so much. But until the next time, I will humbly bow out here. I've been Cursor. This is my homie, Messi.
It's a boy.
And we'll see you all in the next podcast. Peace.
Bye.